meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, scattered rain showers early, lower 50s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, fog overnight in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, we'll continue with fog, otherwise cloudy skies, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, lower 60s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with rain showers, possible thunderstorms, cloudy skies, lower 40s. Right now, it's 43.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Traders are mostly expecting next week's USDA quarterly grain stock report to be positive to the corn market, but as correspondent Todd Gleason reports, the numbers tend to be a bit more elusive in years with corn quality problems.
Last fall's corn harvest is a good example of a problem year. Iowa, the number one corn-producing state in the nation, had a two-fold issue. First, there was a drought in the western part of the state. It's typically the most productive corn area in Iowa. Then the winds blew in eastern Iowa. The derecho devastated a huge area. Consequently, Iowa has a corn quality issue, and North Dakota State's Brain Olson explains that's a problem for USDA when it counts grain stocks.
So USDA has a much more difficult time in years where we have a corn quality problem to make sure we have the right number. And of course, once you run it across the scale, if you have a test weight problem, most farmers report their inventories based off, you know, the bushels in a bin and may not always adjust for the quality attributes like a test weight or a moisture adjustment.
Here's how that works in the real world when USDA surveys farmers about how much corn they have in storage, says the NDSU Extension agricultural economist.
You know, when you answer your survey, you write it down as 12,000, but it might be something a little less than that by the time you take it out and you run it across a scale. And so, you know, when we're talking, you know, 5+ billion bushels of corn going into the livestock sector, you know, you start taking a couple percent here and a couple percent there for test weight adjustments and or moisture adjustments. And, you know, that adds up to some big bushels.
Now, USDA may have already made some adjustments for these issues. For instance, it reduced the national corn yield in January and grain stocks fell. It could be the traders expecting corn disappearance in the last quarter to follow what appeared to be big livestock demand for feed might be surprised by the March 31 figure. I'm Todd Gleason.
Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. State lawmakers in Topeka are working on ways to try and tackle the issue of social media and how social media sites have been trying to work to silence and censor many conservative voices. And KSN News reports that a bill has been proposed in the state legislature to address what social media allows and specifically states that harassing and objectionable speech cannot include political information or expression.
I think black and white lies would probably qualify as objectionable. The problem is when you get into politics, it doesn't take much before it becomes gray.
That was Republican State Senator Mark Steffen from Hutchinson on KSN News. Opponents of the bill say they just encourage individuals to go to different social media sites.
My answer is to trust competition. Join social media platforms that are friendlier to posts that you might want to make about the election, about COVID lockdowns, and about cancel culture.
The bill was being debated in the Senate Federal and State Affairs Committee yesterday. Good America Network News.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes. Yes.
Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
A Kansas Legislative Committee's leader lit a political prairie fire with a proposal that critics say would end investment in wind energy. State Senate Utilities Committee Chairman Mike Thompson said yesterday that he's trying to protect landowners who fear that a proliferation of large turbines in their rural areas will drop property values and lessen their quality of life. A Shawnee Republican is pursuing a bill that would impose statewide regulations on wind turbines. His proposal has split fellow Republicans and inspired a strong backlash from both environmentalists and economic development officials who see wind energy as a job creator. Wind farm farms do provide roughly 41% of the state's electricity. In other news, a South Central Kansas man has been sentenced to a year of probation for what prosecutors say was his repeated impersonation of a law enforcement officer over a 15-month period. The Wichita Eagle reports that 34-year-old Corey Michael Farmer of Derby was sentenced after pleading guilty last week in Sedgwick County District Court to one count of misdemeanor false impersonation. Court documents say that Farmer was caught impersonating a law enforcement officer multiple times between August of 2019 and November of 2020.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Louisiana and a dozen other states are suing the Biden administration to end a suspension of oil and gas leasing on federal lands and waters. Louisiana's Republican Attorney General Jeff Landry announced the federal lawsuit yesterday. The suit also seeks a court order that the government go ahead with two offshore lease sales that had been set for this year. One in the Gulf of Mexico had been set for March 17th until the administration canceled it. Another had been planned this year for Alaska's Cook Inlet. Nebraska and about 11 other states, including Louisiana, are plaintiffs in the case. Facebook again is expanding a data center it is building in the Omaha suburbs. The social media giant said yesterday it'll spend an additional $400 million to add another 1 million square feet to the data center that is partly operational southwest of Omaha in Sarpy County. I'm Rick Averett with a look at your Thursday Nebraska news here on the Mid-America Network.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine, paid for by AARP.
News, your most trusted team in Kansas, every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Kate Glenn informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Kate First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Kate News, always on your side.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Two arrests were made later Monday in connection with an early Monday armed robbery at the Shortstop convenience store in Westmoreland. Authorities were able to identify both suspects and arrested 21-year-old Kovan Raymond George and 19-year-old Donovan O'Connell, both of Manhattan, on charges of aggravated robbery. Additional charges may be filed. George was taken into custody in rural Pottawatomie County and O'Connell in Manhattan. And the vehicle used in the robbery has also been seized. An undetermined amount of cash and merchandise was taken Monday morning shortly before 6 a.m. with no injuries sustained in the incident. A Seneca volunteer fireman was arrested Monday, and two counts of arson were filed in Nemahal County District Court against David Free, age 40, who served as the Seneca Fire Department Assistant Chief. The counts are in connection with a vacant residence fire in Seneca May 2019, and a rural pasture fire in Nemahal County, November of 2020. $10,000 bond was set with the first appearance April 27th. Marysville City Council Monday extended a mask mandate through May 1st. Initially set for expiration April 1st, council members voting 4-2 in favor of the extension cited concern with the possibility of added exposures due to spring break, Easter, and other events, as well as variants appearing in some parts of the country. Local active COVID cases in the single digits and as low as zero in recent weeks prompted Marshall County commissioners a week earlier to drop the mask mandate, opting instead for a strong recommendation that social distancing and other protective measures continue to be implemented. Vaccination eligibility has been extended to anyone over age 18 with underlying health risks. Residents are encouraged to go online to cmhcare.org and complete questions under the COVID-19 tab, or leave contact information for an appointment on a COVID hotline at CMH at 562-4474. A clarification from the state this week does not require proof of health risks, but is based on the honor system. It's estimated that roughly half of Marshall County residents have received at least one shot. Marshall and Washington counties with no active COVID cases again this week. The last case here was reported March 8th. Nemaha County currently has 7 reported. A Nemaha Valley graduate from Seneca, Stephen Henry, age 64 of Emporia, was killed last week when he swerved to avoid a police vehicle involved in a chase in Emporia. Henry was struck from behind by Devon Mitchell, age 23 of Emporia, who was fleeing police at the time. Stephen Henry was pronounced dead at the scene, with services held Wednesday in Emporia. A high school athletics standout, Henry went on to play at Emporia State and the NFL for several seasons. Washington County Sheriff's Office reports the Greenleaf and Barnes Fire Departments were dispatched March 21st to a structure fire at 2933 4th Road. And officers were dispatched to 210 South Railroad Street in Hanover for a report of a domestic incident March 21st. As a result, Heidi Jones of Hiawatha was arrested on a Nemaha County warrant for aggravated robbery and aggravated battery. Jones is currently being held at the Washington County Jail on $50,000 bond. Nebraska activated their annual spring tornado drill Wednesday with a reminder for all citizens to be aware and prepare for spring storm season. Kansas had previously held their annual tornado drill, and the National Weather Service has a series of online storm spotter trainings that are open to the public this year. In lieu of the annual spring storm spotter training in various communities, the online version due to the continued COVID pandemic.
Regis L. Kelzer, age 89, of Axtell, passed away Wednesday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m., at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the Sacred Heart Cemetery at Baileyville. Rosary Friday at 2 at the Lauer Funeral Home, with a Rosary Friday at 7:30 at the church. Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Regis Kelzer. Gregory L. Greg Brungart, age 66, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at St. Augustine Catholic Church, Washington. Private family burial in the Sacred Heart Catholic Cemetery at Greenleaf. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Greg Brungart. Travis W. Landreth, age 67, of Axtell, passed away January 14. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Salem Lutheran Church, southwest of Axtell. Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Travis Landreth.
Are you an employer with W-2 employees? Do you have any self-employed income or file a Schedule C for business income? Are you a farmer or rancher with a Schedule F? If you answered yes to any of these questions, please contact your local UBT branch to go over your potential eligibility for an SBA PPP forgivable loan. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Spring is here, and it's time to grow something. Contact your favorite Good Shepherd Lutheran School student to get your plants. It's the GSLS Annual Plant Sale. Get all your garden favorites from Janet's Jungle. You can feel good about supporting local education and independent greenhouses while making your yard look great with the Good Shepherd Lutheran School Plant Sale. Order from students or janetsjungle.com through March 30th.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have another low-pressure system moving across the southern parts of the United States, and it looks like the central, east central parts of the Midwest is on the northern edge of this. We'll see cloudy skies from this as we head through the day and into tonight. We have another system moving in from the west that's going to bring more chances for some rain showers, possible thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon and into tomorrow night. Before the weekend, looks dry and sunny. So across the area, scattered rain showers early, cloudy skies, lower 50s. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies, some patchy fog overnight. We'll see temperatures in the lower 30s. For tomorrow, cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon, lower 60s. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms, lower 40s. As we're into Saturday, becoming mostly sunny, lower 60s, and Sunday, sunny in the upper 60s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Average high temperature late March 60, record high on this date hit 95, the average low 33, and the record low is 10 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:22, sunset this evening at 7:44. Trace amount of precipitation overnight.
Our small business services include inventory building loans, loans for major purchases of equipment, assistance with vehicle leasing, commercial real estate loans at competitive rates, loans for startups and lines of credit, to name a few of the quality services we can provide. Ask any local small business if we know our stuff. Citizens State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Looking for a quick fix for a lackluster lawn? We will share one secret weapon used by the pros on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 25th, the 84th day of the year. Auto racer Danica Patrick shares a birthday with Elton John, and Australians created the world's largest banana split on this day in 2017. It used 650 gallons of ice cream and 40,000 bananas. If receding snow reveals a lawn in need of some TLC, here's a secret weapon recommended by many professional groundskeepers. Epsom salt. It's rich in magnesium, which promotes seed germination and chlorophyll production. The naturally occurring mineral salt is soluble, inexpensive, and helps produce lush green growth. To apply with a sprayer, mix 2 tablespoons into a gallon of water. We're lightly dusted over the lawn and use a sprinkler to soak into the oil. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Ever wondered what $9.99 looks like at Ashley Home Store? An LG 65-inch 4K smart TV and soundbar, $9.99. Ashley reclining sofa and reclining love seat, $9.99. Crossley washer and dryer, $9.99 for the pair. Frigidaire chest freezer or upright freezer. Ashley Queen 7-piece bedroom set with mattress. Sectional with dual recliner or a Manor refrigerator with ice and water dispenser. All for $9.99 or $42 a month for 24 months. All shipped free to your house. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store. Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
March 29th is Vietnam Veterans Day, and Olson Right Away and Maintenance sends a heartfelt thank you to all brave veterans who served in the Vietnam War and sacrificed so much for democracy and freedom. You will not be forgotten. Olson Right Away and Maintenance in Seneca. Work done timely, right, safe. Hamas Trucking Incorporated takes this time to express their deepest appreciation to the Seneca and all area veterans who served in the Vietnam War. We salute and honor those who sacrificed so much for freedom and democracy. Thank you. Hamas Trucking Incorporated in Seneca. Commercial trucking, truck and trailer repair. Dale Wilhelm with Wilhelm Auction Service sends a reminder that March 29th is Vietnam Veterans Day. This day is an opportunity to express how much these honorable veterans' service is acknowledged and appreciated. Dale Wilhelm with Wilhelm Auction Service in Seneca.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, good Thursday. K-State President Richard Myers and the Kansas State Athletics Incorporated Board of Directors announced yesterday that Gene Taylor, who has led K-State Athletics since 2017, has agreed to a contract extension through the 2026-27 academic year. That agreement extends Taylor's contract through June 30th of 2027 with an annual salary of $925,000 beginning in the 2021-2022 academic year. The contract also includes performance and retention incentives. If it seemed as if NFL teams have been shedding contracts nearly as fast as signing them in recent weeks, that's because it's almost true. With shrinking salary cap in a sport with few contracts that are fully guaranteed, teams have spent the weeks leading up to free agency and the first few days of the new league year getting out of deals signed in recent years where there was more money available to spend. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
The Kansas City Royals will welcome fans back to Kauffman Stadium for the 2021 season, and single game tickets to April home games went on sale beginning yesterday. The Royals are planning for a socially distanced pod-style seating to accommodate 10,000 fans per game in April. Future single game ticket availability will be determined on a month-by-month basis until Kauffman Stadium can operate at full capacity. Ahead of future single game ticket releases, capacity limits will be reviewed each month based on Kansas City health and safety protocols. Now to round ball, Kansas State men's basketball announced this week that senior Mike McGurl is utilizing his extra season of eligibility and returning to the Wildcats for the 2021-2022 season. Being the only player to start all 29 games, McGurl showed his versatility by leading the Wildcats in scoring a team-best 11 times while also pacing the team in rebounding four times. I'm Rick Averett with your Thursday Kansas Sports here on the Mid-America Network.
Lucky for you, our internet is faster than a leprechaun. St. Patrick's Day is one of the highlights of March with its lively celebration featuring leprechauns, shamrocks, and all things green. Blue Valley hopes you have fun. Whether there's Irish blood in your veins or just Irish spirit in your heart, you'll feel like doing a jig if you upgrade your internet connection to faster speeds. Improve your experience with streaming, gaming, video conferencing, and more. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
When your car needs auto body repair, let Dave's Body Shop take it from here. Our techs have the resources and technology to offer fast, quality service and quick turnaround. The workmanship has to meet our high standards before we return your vehicle to you. We are also pleased to offer auto maintenance through R&K service. We have a full-time mechanic to take care of basic oil changes to a complete engine replacement. All your vehicle needs are met with friendly and honest service at Deus Body Shop and R&K Service in Marysville.
you're going to do well in business, you have to stay up with the times. But for Jay Lehman, doing the exact opposite, in a sense, has been his family's route to success. We take you to a most unique store next on this edition of the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. When Jay Lehman passed away a few months ago, I recalled the time I got to spend with him and learn about an opportunity he had to buy a local hardware store. Like any good businessman, he soon began to build his store around the customers he served.
I was primarily trying to cater to the needs of the local people, which were primarily Amish, and selling them gas-engined wash machines and kerosene-burning stoves and whatever the Amish needed.
Today, Lehman's of Kidron, Ohio, specializes in non-electric appliances and other hardware needs. Jay said that over time, some of those items have become much more difficult to acquire.
A lot of the things that we do need are made by small firms who only make them in their spare time. And so we have to buy a year's supply, because in the busy season, they make their normal things. But in their slow season, they'll make special things for us.
Although the Amish were the main customer 60 years ago, that has changed as well.
Surprisingly, we sell more of these so-called Amish things to non-Amish people. Not that we don't sell them to Amish, but we found out that there's really thousands of people all over the United States that live without electricity, plus many people on islands and mountains and overseas.
His customer base has grown and diversified over the years. He still knows Amish communities very well, though, across the nation. Because each settlement may have differing rules, they will be buying different versions of the same product.
The most conservative Amish group doesn't even have a refrigerator of any kind. They usually have a spring house. Then if they're a bit more liberal, they'll have an ice box. Then if they, as they move up the ladder, then there's a group that buys kerosene refrigerators. Then the most liberal ones will buy a gas refrigerator. So you can sort of tell which church they belong to by what things they buy.
More at Lehman's next time as we travel the countryside. In Kidron, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a household and real estate auction for the Norbert Schmitz Estate Saturday, March 27th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 802 Cone Street in Axtell. Selling a 2004 Pontiac Bonneville four-door, 122,000 miles, 89 Chevy 1500 Scottsdale four-wheel drive pickup, original 105,000 miles, a refrigerator, electric stove, electric dryer and washer, 22 cubic foot chest freezer, 16 cubic foot refrigerator, four-piece Athens queen-size bedroom with trifold mirror, chest of drawers, nightstand, three-piece full-size bed, dresser with mirror, chest of drawers, treadmill, a stationary bike. Collectibles include an oak lighted curio corner cabinet, few Crocs. Lawn and garden items include a John Deere 12.5 horse 38-inch rotting mower, 5-horse 20-inch tiller, Earthway cedar, trimmers, a 22 rifle, other miscellaneous items, plus real estate selling at noon. It's an all-brick, three-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath, ranch-style home with attached two-car garage with full basement that sits on approximately 1 acre in the east part of Axtell. Dual access to the full basement, mostly unfinished. It has a kitchen with storage area and is plumbed for a fourth bathroom. The real estate sells at noon. Sale begins at 10 for the Norbert Schmitz Estate Saturday at 802 Cone in Axtell. Olmsted and Sandstrom, real estate broker and auctioneers.
Instead of raising rabbits in a hutch, put them in a wire cage right on the ground. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Bunnies browse the fresh edibles, and it'll save you money in feed costs as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
If you raise rabbits, put them out on pasture so they can have all the fresh greens they want. Keep them in a wire cage on the ground and move it at least once a day. They'll eat just about anything, but alfalfa is high in protein. Diane Javera is an organic livestock specialist with the Maine Organic Farmers and Gardeners Association. She says rabbits raised on pasture in a rotational grazing system produce quality meat that's higher in omega-3 fatty acids. Another benefit is the savings in feed costs, but it also depends on your objectives and how fast you want them to grow.
If you're trying to do things with the least amount of cost possible, they can get a fair amount of their diet from just feeding them the pasture in the summertime. But if you want them to grow faster and you want to spend more money, you would feed them pellets too. If you're trying to raise an animal that's more on vegetables and pasture, then they're not going to grow as fast.
One thing that all rabbits do quickly is dig holes. To keep them from becoming wild hares, Chavera says you can put a floor in the cage, but it has to be constructed so the bunnies can still nibble the grass the way they prefer.
Joel Salatin, who's a big proponent of pasture-raised animals in general, his son came up with a structure that's got strips of wood in it that go the length of the house so that when you pull it, it doesn't scrunch down all the grass. Rabbits like to eat the grass from the tip down, so when it's all bent over, they don't seem to like it as much.
It's a good idea to have electric fencing around the cages to discourage any predators looking for a rabbit dinner. Learn more about raising rabbits on pasture at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Elsie Grace's Spring Open House is part of the Junk and Trail Shop Hop this Friday and Saturday. Home of unique gifts for ages 0 to 100, Elsie Grace's food mixes, and famous homemade fudge. Try the new carrot cake and bunny tracks flavors. Shop the new Republic of Tea products, spring clothing and accessories, Easter decor, and more. Once you visit, you'll be hooked. Elsie Grace's Gift Shop in Frankfort. It's time to brush off the cobwebs and get to Junkin'. The Northeast Kansas Junkin' Trail Shop Hop is back this Friday and Saturday. It's two full days of shopping from Barnes to Hiawatha with shops all along the way. Start at the Sunflower Mercantile of Barnes to see what old stuff is new for spring. Find the Facebook event Northeast Kansas 2021 Junkin' Trail Shop Hop for details. We break for junk.
Grace, my fears relieved.
disappear. The hour I first believed, through many dangers, toils and snares, and grace will lead me home. Amazing grace, how sweet the sight that saved a wretch like me. Now am found, was blind, but now I see.
I love to set little rewards for myself when I accomplish simple daily tasks. Did I meet my exercise goal? Great. Now I can have a little piece of chocolate. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, having a reward system framework can be a game changer when you're thinking about your financial goals. Rather than striving to achieve perfection right from the get-go, remember that it's the small, consistent steps that make a difference. Maybe overspending is an area of opportunity for you. Try going an entire week without buying something outside of your needs. And if you're successful, well, then go ahead and allow yourself to make a small purchase for something fun that fits within your budget. You know, saving and budgeting doesn't have to be painful. By setting achievable goals and rewarding yourself, you'll get hooked on being wise with money. And just remember, if you mess up or you lose track, well, just get back up and try again. By following this process, you'll see the success of your efforts, and it'll help you achieve financial clarity so you can live a life of meaning and gratitude.
A new high horsepower tractor line from John Deere, today on Farm to Fork. Farmers, are you tired of using talc and graphite? I never imagined getting excited about a seed lubricant, but then I never expected anything like Dust. Dust is made 100% from U.S. soy, and that makes it cleaner and safer to use than traditional talc and graphite. Dust is farmer-proven in the field. The future of seed lubricants is here. Go to lowmutech.com for details. That's lowmutech.com or call 844-GET-DUST.
Did you know there are laws that protect the health and safety rights of agriculture workers? And if you or a loved one is dealing with coronavirus, your rights may include required details about your job and pay, payment at the proper rate for every hour you work, safe transportation, and safe and clean housing. For more information and free help, call 866-4-US-WAGE or visit worker.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Labor.
John Deere has some new entries in its 9-series tractor lineup for next year. The biggest tractors Deere makes. Large Tractor Marketing Manager Ryan Jardin.
Those are a refresh or an update, if you will, to the current model 9-series tractors that we have in the marketplace today. So that includes the wheeled 9Rs, the 2-track 9RTs, and then also 4-track 9RX tractors. We're the only manufacturer that offers all three machine forms. So regardless of what a customer's machine form of choosing is, they can get that all from their John Deere dealer.
Jardin says the 390 to 590 horsepower models will have a new 13.6-liter engine designed and built by John Deere. The 640 horsepower units have a 15-liter Cummins diesel. All are suitable for a variety of cropping situations.
To handle a lot of this additional power and strength, we've also beefed up, if you will, the drivetrain and chassis components on the tractors. That's not only increased the machine's base weight, but has also increased our ability to add additional ballast onto the machines.
Jardin says the cabs are larger and include more features as well. To learn more, visit Deere.com or get in touch with your local dealer. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News, soil temperature report from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture recently amended their policy to include an effort focused on ending hunger within the United States. NASDA President Ryan Quarles says between his personal interest and the unprecedented need due to the pandemic spurred the organization to address food insecurity.
It's so important that we look at those who are experiencing food insecurity and hunger during a global pandemic. And as an agricultural organization, we are literally charged with the task of feeding America and the rest of the world.
Quarles added that NASDA strongly believes that state departments of agriculture can and already are playing a vital role in reducing hunger in America.
There's a lot of opportunity out there for producers across America to address food insecurity, and in many ways we're already doing it. We have programs out there where food coming from American farmers is being purchased or donated directly to food pantries or for those in need.
State departments of agriculture addressing hunger. Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection and order online 24/7 at AbileneMachine.com and Kansas Corn Growers Association. Check them out, kscorn.com. In Kansas, northwest Kansas, soil temperature at a 2-inch depth of 38 to 40 degrees currently. In south central Kansas, a bit warmer, 46 to 48 degrees. Eastern Kansas checking in at 45 to 47 degrees. In Oklahoma, the southeastern one-third of Oklahoma warming up, 52 to 55 degrees. And in north central and northeast Oklahoma, soil temperature currently runs from 49 to 51 degrees. And as we get to the panhandle of Oklahoma, still chilly there, unfortunately. Soil temperatures there in the panhandle, 37 to 40 degrees. Ag News and soil temperature reports from Mid-America Ag Network.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
If you're a salesman who sees more bugs on the windshield than clients, give us a call at the Mid-America Ag Network. We have a sales position open right now, and it doesn't require a lot of traveling. That means you can spend your time working with clients on sales and marketing ideas that create traffic for their business and puts money in your pocket. If you enjoy selling and have an agricultural background, give us a call today at 316-721-8484 and join a winning team at the Mid-America Ag Network. Stickline Communications is an equal opportunity.
Look to the red and white checkerboard of Purina for quality feeds for your livestock. Purina feeds are formulated with the proper nutrition to meet your animal's physiological and production needs. Checkerboard feeds are tested, proven, and balanced correctly for your animal's stage of growth. Couple Purina feeds with your farmer's cooperative feed experts, and you have a recipe for success. Contact a Farmers Cooperative Animal Nutrition Consultant today.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. USDA's top climate advisor, Robert Bonney, says agriculture and forestry are going to figure in any new climate commitments that the U.S. makes to cut greenhouse gas emissions. He says USDA has a lot to offer as you think about putting forward a target, referring to the potential for agriculture and forestry to help offset fossil fuel emissions. President Biden indicating he'll release a new U.S. commitment around the climate summit in April. White House hasn't said how far Biden will go, but environmentalists and others pushing the administration to pledge to slash U.S. emissions by half by 2030. The Paris Climate Agreement, aimed at reducing global emissions enough to limit increases in warming by 2 degrees Celsius by 2050, and many of the pledges corporations are making to cut the emissions in their supply chains are built around meeting that Paris target. Now, Bonney did not shed any new light on USDA's plans to start a carbon bank for agriculture, but said there could be a role for USDA in supporting credit prices by purchasing credits essential to retiring them. One of the biggest questions around the carbon market is what to do about farmers who can't get credits for climate-friendly practices they've been using, like conservation tillage and cover crops. And Bonnie said that question of how to reward those early adopters needs to be addressed. He said it's an area where a conversation with agriculture and forestry about how to do this is going to be really important. He wants to make sure the mix of incentives is done right. Republican Chuck Grassley of Iowa warned a staunch opposition from farm groups if early adopters cannot be rewarded in some way. Anything that's going to leave behind farmers that have already been doing that for a long time is unfair, he told reporters this week. Top Republican on the Senate Ag Committee, John Boozman, said he's been working with Chairman Stabenow on changes for a key climate bill that's expected to be reintroduced shortly. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Make sure your manure spreader is calibrated correctly. A 5-gallon bucket, some tarps, and a calculator are all you need on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
We know that when the sun rises and everybody else is still asleep, you're on your tractor. We know your job is hard and challenging, but rewarding. What keeps you going season after season? What drives you?
My BKT Agrimax V-Flecto tires. Because I don't stop when I'm tired. I quit only when I'm done.
Reduce soil compaction and operating costs. Higher low capacity. BKT Agrimax V-Flecto. Your best ally for efficient soil tillage and reduced operating costs. BKT. A long way to together.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
The nutrient load as you're spreading manure on your fields is important for the environment and for the bottom line. This is only achieved if the spreader is calibrated for the right application amount. Rory Lewandowski is an extension educator at Ohio State University. He says the application rate for manure spreaders is generally expressed as tons per acre or gallons per acre. When calibrating for gallons per acre, he says measuring capacity by weight is the most accurate.
We could figure the density of manure by taking like 5-gallon pail samples, weighing them and figuring out that density and then multiplying that density times weight to get a gallonage. The second method that could be used would be to use a mathematical formula to get volume. So if we know our length, width, and height of our spreader, we can figure out a volume in cubic feet, and then there are constants that we can multiply that by.
Pin down some tarps in the field to help calibrate solid manure spreaders.
We would make sure that they're placed far enough out in the field so that when we go over them, that we're at our normal operating speed that we're spreading at. We're going to drive over those tarps. We'd usually do this multiple times, 3 to 4 times, maybe 3 to 4 different tarps. We'd collect those tarps. Then we find that we've got, say, 13 pounds over a given area. And then there's a constant, again, that we multiply by. So we've got a formula. We'll come up with a tons per acre type of figure.
A manure nutrient analysis is another important part of the puzzle, so you know what's going into the soil. And be sure to credit nutrient contributions from other sources, such as legumes. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips for manure spreader calibration at agriculture.com.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Leuenberger has 25 Angus and Sim Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition or traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today at 268-0647.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Well, it's been a tough go so far for corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheat. In fact, all three of the wheat markets are under intense pressure today. May KC wheat is down 8.5 at 567.75. July is down 8.5 at 573.75. Numbers are down double digits for Chicago wheat. May corn down 7.5 at 545.75. July corn down 6.25 at 531. Soybeans are not immune. They have been taking a beating today too. May beans at 14.13.75, down 19. July beans down 17 at 14.04. May soybean meal has bounced back up again. It's been up and down today. May is currently up 260 at 403.60. July bean oil is up 230 at 404.30. Bean oil, though, is taking a pounding. May bean oil is down 250 at 54.98. July is down 217 at 52.23. And cotton is having an awful day. May cotton down 400 points at 78.44. July is down 400 points at 79.52. Not too much positive there. The bright spot is in the livestock complex. Cattle are doing well. Hogs are doing nicely also. April live cattle up 65 at 119.77. June live cattle up 105 at 121.35. So some positives for fat cattle. Feeder cattle are doing nicely. April up 175 at 144.20. May up 182 at 149.15. The back months are all solidly higher in feeder cattle too. So a good look there. Hogs are doing nicely. April hogs at 99.22. That's up $1.45. May hogs at 98.90. That's up $2.10. So some strong moves across the livestock complex as things are going against grains and soybeans when they're having some issues. April gold is currently down $9.70 at $17.23.50. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag producers, get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in the downtime with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag off of I-135 Mound Ridge.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Kate Glenn informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Kate First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Kate News, always.
A little cold weather never hurt anybody, but with typical number 2 diesel, it can do a number on your field equipment. Cenex Premium Diesel comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. That's how Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Seasonally Enhanced optimizes cold weather performance. Or stick with your fair weather friend, typical number 2. Your choice. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
As you plan your spring planting needs, consider your crop insurance needs. Any changes in your planting rotation or farming operation? Do you need to add a crop? Are your levels of crop insurance adequate? Contact Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency in Marysville today. Let her help you plan for the upcoming season.
KNDY.
legendary songs, classic memories. The only station in Northeast Kansas playing classic country. AM 1570 and FM 94.1, KNDY, Marysville.